Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If you're running from your doorstep and you don't know where to go to,
drinking. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The past few years have been a time of great change for Rufus Wainwright, and this, after all, is an artist whose career has been all about change. He spent his early years on the folk scene, rose to pop stardom in the late 90s, and in the last decade has tackled Judy Garland, covered Leonard Cohen, and composed his original opera, Prima Donna. Now, Rufus gives us what he calls the most pop album I've ever made. Out of the Game is the name of it, and it chronicles the most recent changes in Rufus's life, including the recent death of his mother and the birth of his first child. We'll talk with Rufus in a moment, but first, let's hear a song from the new album. This is Rufus Wainwright, solo, with the title track from Out of the Game.
I've been out for a long time now. I'm looking for something that can't be found on the main drag. No, I'm out of the game. I've been out for a long time now. I'm looking for something. Look at you, look at you, look at you, suckers. Does your mama know what you're doing? You're only a child with the mind of a senile man. You're only a young thing about to sleep with a sea of men. Main track.
Rufus Wainwright, live in the Soundcheck studio. That's the title track from Rufus's new album called Out of the Game. Rufus, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, good out of the here. Game, is this a reference to you being out of the pop game for so long?
Oh, I don't know. It's sort of the ubiquitous game of existence, really, you know, in terms of...
You don't get to step away from that game, though.
No, but I think it's more looking at the world. I don't know. It's looking at the world as a game. You know, my mom passed away 2.5 years ago.
Right, the great Kate McGarrigle.
Yes, the great Kate McGarrigle, and I have a daughter now named Viva Catherine Wainwright Cohen, and I have, you know, I wrote this opera and I've made this album, and I just feel like I'm in it for keeps at the moment, and it has become my life, and it does mean a lot to me, my existence, and I want it to blossom to its fullest, and so I don't know, but then it can also mean that I'm playing the game too. I don't know. It's a very slippery title for sure.
Well, and therefore a pretty useful one.
Yes.
Listeners can sort of read into it.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a taunt. It can be. It can also be literally meaning this is what has come from the game.
Right.
Over all these years. So
it could also be a threat or a promise.
Yes,
like, buy my record or I'm out of here.
Yeah,
I'm out of the game.
Yeah. So it could be read in many ways.
Now, was it different? Do you find the songwriting process was different having gone through the process of having written a grand opera that was produced on two continents?
Yeah. Well, it was. I will say that it was a tremendous relief to come back to the world of pop and with this newfound appreciation for what I had left behind. You know, I mean, before going into the world of opera, which I intend to return to, I want to write another one. And so forth, but I had a very kind of misconstrued idea of the classical world. I thought it was this much deeper, much more meaningful, imbued with sensitivity kind of place. And once I got there, it was really the opposite. I mean, it's a completely hierarchical, cold, tough, you know. Machination that you have to really struggle with, which is probably why the music can be so amazing. But it was very, it was a real awakening, not in such a good way, and it made me think about the, you know, writing songs and working in the studio and how much fun that is and how lucky I am to be a pop musician, because a lot of classical musicians don't have that freedom and opportunity. So.
So will the next opera also be in French, or are you thinking...
No, I'm debating what language. It's an ancient subject, so I'm looking at a lot of ancient languages, Latin and Greek and Hebrew and stuff. So
you have a story already?
I have a story. I'm not going to... If you poke around, you can find evidence of the trail, but yeah.
We're speaking with Rufus Wainwright, singer-songwriter, opera composer. He's performing tomorrow night here in New York at BAM, showtime at 8. And for our WDET listeners, he's in Ann Arbor on Saturday, June 30th at the Power Center for the Performing Arts, and in Grand Rapids on Sunday, July 1st at the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park. Rufus's new CD is called Out of the Game. You brought in, a fairly substantial group of friends and fellow musicians, some of whom are quite well known.
Yes.
Super producer Mark Ronson
sort of
leading the way. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, a lot of that was his idea in terms of the instrumentalist, people like
Nels Klein, the guitarist,
and
the Dap Kings, who people will know from the Amy Winehouse
record. He really is able to kind of tap that resource pretty quickly, and so I wasn't going to stop him, So we went along with that, but then I think it was a great idea. I think what the main thing was that after being in both the pop world and the classical world, I did realize that when I came to make this record that, you know, I'm a singer and I'm a writer and I know about production and so forth, but I'm not a pop producer, and I don't, you know, it's not really the music I listen to mostly, and I really need to let that guy do his job. Mm. In the past, I was kind of very hands-on with a lot of the production and stuff, which I think was made for very interesting moments and interesting albums. But for this one, I wanted to kind of sit back and let Mark do what he's famous for doing, mm-hmm. and especially because he's quite expensive and worth every penny. And so I let him do that, and it was fantastic. What was great about it is that he went off and had all these ideas, working mm-hmm. with these great musicians and bringing in the Dab Kings and so forth. But then he would hit, you know, due to the nature of my material, some, you know, a few curveballs or
right.
hit a curveball. That's, or he wouldn't hit the curveball, I guess. And then he'd have to come back to me and say, you know, what do you think we should do here? And then I could give him an answer.
Well, and as you know from your time in classical music, sometimes the best orchestration is the most transparent, the
yes.
light one, where you're not throwing everything
yeah.
at the listener
yeah,
all
no,
at
definitely,
once.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And in this song, Montauk,
yes.
you know, there's kind of a good example of that. The,
yeah.
the songwriting, of course, by Rufus Wainwright and produced by Mark Ronson.
Come to Montauk and see your dad.
The song is called Montauk. It's a clip from Rufus Wainwright's new album, Out of the Game. Rufus is with us on Soundcheck today. And so that's, you mentioned your daughter,
yes,
Viva Catherine,
yes, yes.
Catherine named after your
yes,
mom, obviously.
Yes.
And here you are talking about this domestic life out of Montauk. You know,
yeah.
you'll see your dad wearing a kimono and your other dad, you know, saying,
roses.
Why are you wearing the kimono?
Yeah.
So is that, I mean, it's clearly to her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a bit of a vision of the near future. I mean, it's not about her being an adult or anything
mm-hmm.
and coming to visit her strange father. I hope it's not that. But yeah, no, she will, we have, Jorn and I, my fiancé, we have a place out in Montauk, and it really is the center of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we're the happiest, and I can't wait for her to come and visit. And you know, because you know, she presently is living with her mother. I mean,
mm-hmm.
her mother has full custody, and I did this for her mother's a very good friend of mine, and so but we're figuring out as we go along.
Right.
So,
so her mother is Lorca Cohen,
Lorca Cohen, yes,
Leonard Cohen's daughter.
Yes.
So she's basically got three parents, essentially.
She does, yeah. Three parents and a multitude of aunts and cousins.
And music and running
music,
through
yeah,
the family.
Yeah, yeah.
The various,
Niagara of songs.
Yeah, the various Wainwrights and McGarrigles, Roaches, and now Cohens,
yeah,
as if
yeah,
you didn't
no,
have
I
enough
know,
already.
I know.
What are the holidays like?
Well, I mean, the holidays have always been great for us, so they're going to be great for her.
Yeah. Now, so the various things that have, you know, the comings and goings of life
yes,
have made
yes.
their way into this new record.
Yeah, what's interesting about it is that especially in terms of working with Mark Ronson, and this was right after Amy Winehouse had passed away. I think it was
and Mark had produced
Mark
that
had produced
much
her
of
albums,
that record,
that or especially Back to Black. So
yeah.
so essentially, you know, her message was a very kind of singular, intense, you know, idea of this, you know, burning, troubled person. Whereas mine, I think because I've survived and I've been around and I've had all these experiences, it's kind of the polar opposite. It's like all the various stages of life. So I think it was nice for Mark to have a bit of that as well.
Now, the song that you're going to do for us next, Candles, this is basically for your mother.
Yeah, I wrote this about my mother, Kate McGarrigle, soon after she died. And I do it on the album. It has, you know, the band and everything. But live, I do it a cappella.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, let's hear a solo performance. My guest is Rufus Wainwright. The song is Candles, live on Soundcheck.
Get the key here. I try to do all that I can, but the churches have run out of candles. I try to give you all I own, but the bankers have run out of loaners. It's always just that little bit more that doesn't get you what you're looking for. I try to block the cabin door, but the churches have run out of candles. I try to lend a helping hand, but the rooms have all run out of pamphlets. I try to cook it up and then the kitchen is run out of canned bits. It's always just that little bit more that doesn't get you what you're looking for. I try to bang it on the cabin floor, but the churches have run out of candles. Then one day in the cathedral, I finally lit you a candle. And all along the vaulted halls, the virgins did smile from their mantles. It's always just that little bit more that doesn't get you what you're looking for, but gets you where you need to go. But the churches have run out of candles.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Rufus Wainwright and his song Candles. It appears on his new album, Out of the Game, with a full-on production, kind of epic sound that Mark Ronson and the band got. But just you and the microphone sounds pretty good, too.
Thanks.
So, written after the death of your mom, Kate McGarrigle, in 2010?
Yeah, it was written not soon after. And it's from an actual true story where she had passed away, and all during her illness, and I had gone to churches and lit candles. I'm not a religious person per se, but I like stuff like that, especially when you're on tour, you know, go to an amazing cathedral, whatever. So I would light a lot of candles. And then right after her death, I went to three different churches in the week following her death, and there was no candles in any of the churches.
Where were you?
I was in Montreal, and I was in New York. There was no churches. The delivery hadn't come in that day. And then finally I did light a candle for her At Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And that was my theory, is that she was just waiting for a better venue.
Rufus Wainwright with me on Soundcheck today. Amy, one of our listeners, left this comment. She was impressed. The only song ever with the word pamphlets.
Yes.
Now, singing it the way you did shows off, of course, your voice.
Yes.
When you were writing the opera, Prima Donna, would you sing those parts? I mean,
I would sing them sometimes in rehearsals or to myself while composing and so forth. Yeah, definitely. A lot of that was filtered through my own voice. I mean, I couldn't sing any of the roles, you know, with an orchestra, no mics or anything. So that was impossible. But that was one of my main, weapons or bonus points is that I can actually filter it through the idea of having sung it, mm-hmm. which I think a lot of the singers really appreciated and related to.
Right, because you have to take a breath occasionally, like they do.
Well, I think whether it's breaths or this or that, it's also just the emotional core of having that melodic effect, which mm-hmm. You can only really feel it when you sing it. You know?
Yeah. So, hence the melodic aspect of all through all the changes in your career, that has been, you know, sort of the currency of your music.
Yes, is having to be able to sing it. Right. I mean, I also I do sing a little opera sometimes myself. Mm-hmm. I've sung Berlioz,
right?
L'Inviité.
You and David Byrne did that Pearl Fisher's
duet.
Yeah,
we did the Pearl Fisher's duet. So it's all the same in the end. It's got to be. Got to be good.
It's got to be a great melody. Rufus Wainwright is at BAM tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And DET listeners, he's at Ann Arbor on Saturday, June 30th at the Power Center in Grand Rapids in the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park on July 1st. The CD is called Out of the Game. Rufus, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is Soundcheck. This song's called Rashida from Rufus Wainwright's Out of the Game, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, Aaron Freeman, better known as half of the prankster pop duo Ween, has a new record made up entirely of songs by the best-selling poet and soft rock balladeer Rod McEwen. We'll hear more. And Portland-based singer, songwriter, and producer M. Ward joins us. He will play live. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Amy Pearl and Chris Nolan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.